anybody getting sick or outbreaks of COVID, which is fantastic. And the safety record also similarly really good on the contractor side. So really, really appreciate the attention that they put to everybody's safety.
Thank you. We echo that as well. Thank you. Any questions from my colleagues? Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes, thank you very much. You know, if my memory is correct, and Teresa, you may be able to, or Kim, let me know whether I'm remembering this correctly or not. When we took this project on, I would say we had a little bit of concern about, okay, will this work? You know, we were not quite sure about what was the level of risk. We had heard about tunnel boring machines getting stuck, like up in Seattle and other things. So it is my recollection that the commission had a number of questions for staff on this. You know, at the end of the day, staff were very convincing that we could manage this. This was a very good way to go. And I just want to acknowledge the fact that, in fact, if we're now finishing it up, we finished it out without a whole lot of incidents. It was a great project. And I just want to give a lot of credit to staff for doing the, just say, preparatory homework for this. And because I kind of remember it being a fairly good back and forth discussion between staff and the commission on this. So if that was not the case, please remind me. But this was a great example, I think, of really a lot of good discussion. And, you know, thankfully, the right decision seems to have been made.
Yeah, you're spot on, Warren. I mean, there were a lot of questions, and not just on the commission side, but also on staff side. So we did a lot of you know, legwork and planning, preparation work to make sure that, one, we got the right team on the project and, you know, all the right equipment. And again, you know, that just shows the support and the trust that the commission has in staff. So I really appreciate that. And yeah, we made sure that we were, you know, keeping track of everything every step of the way, and turned out to be a great project.
Good, because this was a project that, in my mind, I mean, again, things could have gone wrong. Yes. And could have gone wrong in a big way. And again, it's my impression that kudos to staff for making sure that it did not go wrong.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, we will move on to item 6, matters of commission members' interest. And this is the election of a new chairperson, vice chairperson, and appoint a new secretary.
So, right, so we can start with, I guess I can call for a nomination for chair and vice chair. Or one or the other.
I would be, this is why I would be delighted to nominate Alicia for chair and George for vice chair if they're so willing to serve.
Is there a second?
I would second that. I will second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any other nominations? If not, do the nominees consent to the nominations?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in as well. Okay. All right, so then I think then there's the motion to elect the nominees for vice chair and chair. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes, with a big thank you for their efforts in the past and projected into the future.
Great. Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes. And then, so the motion passes?
Yes.
Okay, then we need to appoint a new secretary. So I ask for a motion to appoint a secretary of the authority for the year 21-22.
Is that one of us?
I don't remember who it is.
Yes, it's currently it's Commissioner Lieberman. So
I would nominate Commissioner Lieberman again. As the new guy, I nominate him again.
Okay, does Commissioner Lieberman consent to the nomination?
I do, and I'll just inform Commissioner Collins that there was a time when the San Carlos representative, Bob Grisilli, was the secretary, and should Commissioner Collins want to be secretary next year, I'd be more than happy to nominate him. But I will serve another year.
Okay.
Good.
Is there a second for the nomination?
Seconded.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins.
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman.
Yes.
Commissioner Audie.
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for serving.
Thank you.
And I echo Commissioner Lieberman's sentiments regarding moving with San Carlos next year. Okay, so next we have the consideration of motion approving the consent calendar.
So moved.
Okay, there's a motion and a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Audie?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item 8A, receive an update on Silicon Valley Clean Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act loans.
Yes, and this is not an action item, but informational piece, and Matt will give his presentation.
Sure. We can just move to the next slide, Jessica. It's a couple of things to highlight. What we are pursuing is now approaching the end of our, I'll call it our debt service to fund the known CIP. So there's two new WIFIA loans. And if you remind ourselves, the WIFIA is the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act. It's a federal act. It's managed through the EPA. It provides very low cost, low interest rates, flexible terms, and it's the next best thing to the SRF program in terms of affordability and ways to finance infrastructure for us. What we will be doing is entering those two new loans, also entering into a series of notes, and I'll explain further what those note structures look like. At the same time with that, we have to amend our original WIFIA loan, so that action will also be included in response to what the state is asking. When we signed some new SRF loans, they needed some amendments to get to parity between the two loan programs, so we're able to accomplish that. As I said, it's very similar to the recent 2019 WIFIA loan that we entered into for $218 million. No action today. These items will be coming to your respective boards and commission and councils in the next month. Belmont is July 28. West Bay is August 18. Redwood City and San Carlos will be August 23. This item will come back to SVCW's commission on August 16 for formal adoption. The reason we aren't able to adopt it today is that the documents aren't quite ready. We need to have the loans in a certain condition that's nearly final or at that point where we're comfortable recommending for their adoption. Final touches being put on it. In fact, we just went through it late last week, so we feel like we're very close and we'll have this certainly for August when we come back. On the next slide, this is the structure that I mentioned earlier. So on the top is the two new WIFIA loans. One is for the treatment plant program. The other is for rescue and combined is around $140 million. Payments will begin about 4 years after construction is complete on those programs. And members can choose to prepay if they wish to. Before I continue, I think there's a question from Commissioner Lieberman.
His hand might have been up from earlier, but Commissioner, I don't know if you still have a question.
Thank you. No questions. I was I have someone that may be coming to the door here. So if I disappear from the video for 2 or 3 minutes, please know that I will be back. But no questions at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. I apologize for stopping. At the same time as the WIFIA loans are entered into, we'll be issuing notes. So that bottom track shows that concurrent with those WIFIA loan executions will be the notes. So this is just like a bond. We issue it. It's for four to 5 years. It spans the construction period. It's a very low interest rate. It lets us not only reduce our cost during construction, it also lets us use those notes at that low interest rate during construction. When construction is complete, we pay off those bonds by simply drawing one time from the WIFIA loans and paying off those notes or bonds, and then moving forward with paying back the EPA through that agreed upon structure. So it's a pretty clever program. The estimates are that the issuance of the notes in concurrence and at the same time as the WIFIA loans saves around $7 million to the agency. So we're quite happy with the structure. It worked well in 2019, and we anticipate it will work well this time around as well. On the following slide, this is it's a nice table that just shows the last decade of what we've been through to fund the CIP. As the CIP in the blue line, you'll see as that money was spent, it began in 2008, and by 2015, we had spent around $200 million. As of today in 2021, we have spent around $600 million, $500 and something million. And it's been climbing rapidly, as you see that the steepness of the curve shows when rescue began. Now, the point was made by the commission a decade ago, we want to fund this as we go. We don't want to fund too soon, and obviously don't fund too late. So we've kept pace with the program by pursuing the cheapest source of money, whether it was the SRF loans you'll see throughout, or the WIFIA loans. They have been brought in as needed, when needed. And now that orange piece on the top right is what we're pursuing now. What that does is it gets us very close to funding the entire CIP as it is known today. Now, CIPs evolved, but as of today, this will be the last major piece of funding to be put into place to fund known projects, whether it's on the rescue side or on the treatment plant program. And this is consistent with the last CIP that was updated in 2020. So we're quite happy to be here where we are, again, taking advantage of the lower cost programs. On the following slide, we talk about what actually will be brought to the members for resolution, authorizations and approvals. And you'll see in here, again, it's the two WIFIA loans, amending the original WIFIA loan, issuing 2021 notes, two series, and the accompanying documentation known as the preliminary official statement as part of those notes. Approving the financing agreements, and those agreements are between SVCW and the members to obligate the members to pay their portion of the debt. Continuing disclosure, which requires SVCW to advise to the public what is our financial situation and make sure that we are in compliance with those agreements. And then other closing documents as required. So this material will be brought to your councils and boards in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And with that, I think that's the entire presentation, unless there are questions. And I've been working with your respective staff over the last several months. They have been fantastic because they have been become quite good at this. They've done this so many times. I think there's a lot of relief that we are where we are. We won't have to continue doing this as frequently as we've done it, but they do have our appreciation for sure.
There's a question by Commissioner Collins.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Pardon my ignorance on this, but I assume that WIFIA is that a federal program?
It is. It's actually run by the EPA. It's not a grant so much as a as a, how do I put this? They take a certain amount of money and they put it into a fund, and that fund acts as collateral for defaults. And they estimate like 99% or 99 point something percent of loans will not default. So that collateral is there in the event of a default. But for agencies like us with good credit, they are allowed to issue treasuries on our behalf, and we get a loan that is a treasury rate plus one basis point. So right now, I think the estimates are, I wrote this down, about 2.07% at current conditions. So they might issue at 2.06%, and then we get 2.07% for our WIFIA loan. But yes, it is a federal program, and it's run quite well. The staff are very responsive. They're relatively new. The program is new to the EPA, but the staff have been excellent to work with.
Thank you. And excuse me, I assume that all of this is obviously covered by the ratepayers, and when we set rates going forward, they are based on the anticipated expenditures, cost of operations, cost to cover loans, et cetera.
Exactly right. We do feed this information, excuse me, into our long-range finance plan that is shared with the members every year. The updates to those long-range finance plans go into their rate setting process. You know, we have a decade of outlook, but they specifically look at the next 3 to 5 years when they're setting rates. So that has been a nice tool for us to kind of continually educate ourselves and share and communicate that with the members as they're setting rates. But yes, these are incorporated into the rate setting plans of the members.
Thank you. So does there ever come a point when the bulk of the infrastructure work is done, and is there ever a point where we can say to the ratepayers that we're going to level off or reduce payments to something that's sort of maintaining a status quo, or do we, are we always looking for a way to improve the infrastructure?
Well, I'll defer to Teresa on, you know, the future, but we certainly have seen this sort of curve where we had a lot of expenditures because of rescue and some deferred activity, and that's tapered off. You know, it's leveling out.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations, we did a heavy lift over the past, 13 years now, and the facilities we're putting in place, their design life is, you know, 50 to 100 plus years. So it's, you know, highly unlikely that we'll have to embark in such a big, heavy lift again. There will be an ongoing maintenance cost, but nowhere near what we've been expending over the past 13 years.
I just remember my early years on the council when we had some pretty large increases.
Yes.
And our residents weren't very happy about that, but we just had to point to the fact that there hadn't been very many increases at all in the prior years, and now we needed to catch up.
Right.
All right. That's right.
Thank you.
I see no other hands up. Are there any other questions? So Matt, are we, Commissioner Lieberman.
Thank you, Chair. Just a very quick note, just for Commissioner Collins' benefit, because you know he's relatively new to the commission. One of the things that really happened was that the original plant, when it was built in the 1980s, was basically heavily funded by federal and state grants. And one of the things that unfortunately happened in the next, call it 20 to 30 years after the plant was built, is that nothing was put aside every year for the eventual reconstruction, rehabilitation of much of the plant that we knew within 30 years would have to be redone. And that became a big item on the commission, I would say, in the past 10 to 15 years, to start building up the reserves, because not that we necessarily have to go through this level of rehabilitation in 20 years again, but it is to prepare ourselves for work that will need to be done. And so to some extent, there's almost this double paying, because in some of our eyes, what the commission and SVCW should have been doing for 20 plus years wasn't happening. So just a little commentary there. Thank you for indulging me.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Warren. That's very helpful.
Appreciate your history. Okay, any other comments or questions from the commission, commissioners? Okay, there's no, Matt, did you finish?
We are finished. It is, thank you.
Okay, so this is just informational and there's no closed session. And I think we are ready to adjourn under a minute. Oh, Commissioner Collins, did you have an, I'm sorry.
I did, and I apologize. I realized that I should have brought this up under item six, matters of commission members' interest. I was wondering if possibly we could get a report at some point from Teresa on the potential for water recycling. I think with this drought going on, we really need to look at ways that we can recycle water. I know this is probably something you know a million times more about than I do. But after a discussion I had with Commissioner Lieberman, he mentioned that the water that, or the effluent that we produce is pretty clean. I don't know how clean, but apparently it's extremely clean. And I'm just wondering whether or not we should start looking at ways to advocate for recycling water, because I don't know how many tens and hundreds of millions of gallons go into the bay every day, but it seems to me that there ought to be a way to recover that long term.
Yeah, absolutely. I can give a report out on the activities that we've been doing. We are in the midst of what we call our exploratory program for recycled water for actually indirect potable reuse. So yeah, I'll give a presentation on that either next month or September.
Teresa, how does our recycle plant that we have in Redwood City, How do we coordinate with neighboring cities? You know, obviously Belmont and San Carlos are neighboring cities. We have been able to take the purple pipes into Redwood City for our new developments downtown. So I don't know if there's, and it is right there with you in on your property. So I don't know how that would coordinate, because that was something that we did many years ago. It was very controversial at the time, especially in the Redwood Shores folks, but you know, we got it done